Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As ousted former Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner prepares for prison, voters in Roxbury, parts of Dorchester, and the South End will be selecting his replacement tomorrow. The election for the 7th District pits against each other the 30-something sons of two prominent Boston figures and two very different styles of politics. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
I'm Cornell Mills. We're out here at Washington Park Mall spreading the word to the community. We're having a special election for the District 7 City Council seat.
You're Cornell Mills, and you're running for the Boston City Council. But your competitor won 67% of the vote in the primary, and you won 9.
I feel like I'm running against an incumbent, even though it's a vacant seat. Relationships have played a big part in this race.
You're Cornell Mills. You're 36, handsome, a self-described family man, business owner, and foreclosure prevention officer. But your big baby-faced opponent, Tito Jackson, at 35, has money, machinery, and organizational Big Mo. He even has his own R&B campaign song.
Tito Jackson was a young man destined for history.
You're Cornell Mills. You've been endorsed by your mother. She's Diane Wilkerson, the former state senator. And she's gone to prison. Tito Jackson's endorsed by the last city councilor from District 7, Chuck Turner. Turner's going to prison, too. But Jackson also has endorsements from the city's dailies, its weeklies, its teachers, custodians, teamsters, and motormen's unions. Even the Sierra Club, the wife of the governor, too. Think the governor's neutral? Jackson helped run his reelection campaign.
And these are friends and family and a network that I've been able to build running citywide and also working on a statewide campaign with Governor Patrick as his political director.
Jackson's affable, well-liked, and well-connected. The fact that most of his money comes from outside the district has Mills and Mills supporters suggesting he'll be too accommodating to outside interests that community activists often call the power structure. But Jackson says,
advocacy is great. We need access because advocacy can get us in the door, but we need to sit down at the table.
Mills pledges to take on what he calls outside forces.
I'm the people's candidate, and I'm looking to find a way to advocate for the people, for the little guy.
Mills doesn't come across as a firebrand. But in portraying himself as taking on the power structure, Cornell Mills may have made this race a referendum. A referendum in Roxbury and parts of Dorchester on whether to relegate the era of confrontation politics, the era of Chuck, to the past. Here he is at a candidates' forum in Roxbury.
So unless we are willing to fight, unless we are willing to speak out against the mayor, against the governor, against whoever is in power, the primary focus has to be this community.
If there's any chance to reverse Tito Jackson's landslide victory in the primary, Mills will need a groundswell of voters who share the attitude expressed in this question by Minister Rodney Muhammad.
You know what happened to Senator Diane Wilkerson? You know what happened to City Councilor Chuck Turner? That if you have to stand up against the mayor or any of the rotten politicians in City Hall, are you willing to fight for people in our neighborhood that has no voice at all?
Minister Rodney, you are right. We have lost two iconic leaders, folks who I grew up looking up to.
Answered Tito Jackson, and then he moved on. Jackson, a former state economic development coordinator, talks about creating jobs.
And that is my objective. Fighting is very, very important, but as it relates to what our community needs, the most important thing is that we're fighting and actually get jobs.
Tito Jackson's parentage is important. His late father, Herb Kwaku Zulu Jackson, battled the city's unions over minority hiring in order to win jobs for Roxbury. That his son Tito is now endorsed by unions across the city may say volumes about political change that has occurred in both Boston and District 7. So on Election Day, you're Cornell Mills. Smart, well-spoken, but you may be counting on a swell that's already gone out to sea. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.